Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Oh, hi there. My name is Beck Charwood.
And I'm Alex J.
And we're the podcast, The Ladies' Guide to Dude Cinema.
And guess what? We have some shows coming up for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yeah, so you can see our faces and not just hear our beautiful voices. Oh my God, lucky you. My show is Dirty Girl at the Westin at 6:15 p.m. from the 25th of March all the way up to the 4th.
And my show is called No Sorry, You Go, and it is at the Imperial Hotel from the 24th of March all the way up to the 4th of April as well at 9:30 p.m. Tickets for both of our shows are available at comedyfestival.com.au. That's Alex J and Beck Charwood.
Come on down, baby.
We'd love to see you there.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what could you bring to the power of three? It's a charmed episode.
Finally.
And we're joined by special guest Lena Moon.
Hello.
My resident charmed expert.
Yeah. Build me up. Light a cup.
These are my memories of charmed. Okay.
Yeah.
An episode
this is good to get out early. Yeah, so when you're inevitably great. Like 5 minutes in saying wrong mm-hmm. things, yeah, people yeah, yeah. are like, he
you're
did
like,
warn us.
He told us all he knew.
Yeah, lay it on the table.
I was maybe 20.
Yep.
It was maybe.
What? Why was that funny to me?
Starting strong. We were starting 20? Strong. Okay. I was maybe 20.
1 a.m.
10 years ago, it was 1 a.m. Yep. Cool, man.
Cool, 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 cool.
Charmed is on TV. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's the episode.
This is the worst story.
No, I feel like I really hope that this scene painting yeah. comes back in as relevant.
I had to give them context.
Okay, paint me a word picture. You've done it beautifully.
It's
1 a.m. You're 20. You have lost a testicle. Okay, so that one's
one
gone.
Nut. It's 1 a.m. and I'm watching Charmed, and it's the episode where one of the Charmed girls gets an evil boyfriend in her dreams.
Okay, most episodes yep. are about how they get evil boyfriends, but I think it's really good that you remember this dream one.
Yeah, she's in the bath.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a dream about the evil monster boyfriend.
Okay, so I believe in this one. Oh no, okay, yeah, there is a dream. There is a dream
okay.
demon.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And
yeah,
oh, there's another bath one that I'm thinking of. Okay,
so there's a couple of bath.
There's a couple of bath ones.
Do you remember which sister it was?
No, she might have been a redhead.
Well, that's
okay.
Okay,
yeah, it's interesting because I don't want to say you're wrong.
Yeah,
but most of the charmed sisters, if not all of them, have red hair, have brown hair, but Paige does get red hair at one point.
It might have been that.
But
anyway,
I'm not sure
I was.
This is a series or just promo photos.
I was very scared and I couldn't.
Okay. Also, this is a trauma.
Yeah. Okay. It was really frightening. I remember being like, oh no, I'm wigged out by this. I gotta stay up.
Okay.
I gotta watch something light or whatever. And I don't know why.
Okay.
I think it was because it kind of had that 90s kind of energy. You know what, like something from the 90s is scary? You know?
Yes.
Like,
yeah. I actually fully know what
there's
you're
like a
about.
Sort of unpleasantness to old, like, especially old makeup and old CGI. Anyway. Yeah.
I have like an actual issue. I can't do like the prosthetic, like the Buffy vampire prosthetics, all that stuff. It just, my brain hurt. It stresses me out.
For sure.
I have that with, I think it's come up on the show before, but like when the Max Headroom TV hacking thing happened in the late 80s, and it's just like normal 80s aesthetic, but it came on when it wasn't meant to, and it was a hack. It is so unpleasant to watch.
Mm. There's something really upsetting about that. Or something also I hate is like stop motion monsters.
Oh,
there's something real bad about the way they jitterily walk.
The Pengu.
Newt,
and that other one about those little fuckers that are like creepy crawlies underneath the trapdoor.
Oh, yeah.
That's trapdoor.
Trapdoor. That wigs me the fuck out.
You can't do plasticine animation.
No! I cannot. A full on, like, horrible spider with a human head.
Whatever,
like,
that's thing. Fun. Whatever. Fucking Pingu. I hate it. It makes me uncomfortable. My skin starts crawling.
What about Gogs or whatever? That really unpleasant.
Oh, Gogs, wrong.
That's the full on one.
Yeah, I really like Gogs.
It has snot. Yeah,
big bubble.
I feel like that is your entire personality, Jackson.
I am human God. Yeah. But yeah, so that's my knowledge of Charmed.
Okay,
I'm sorry to derail things.
No, that's okay. We gotta get it out because, like, my knowledge of Charmed is I think there's an angel.
Okay,
his name is maybe Leo.
Oh, he's doing much better than Jackson.
He can freeze time.
White
and
light
is dating Prue.
Oh,
and they
so close.
Fumbles it
at the finish. But I just know there's a reference because she freezes him and they fucking, when he's frozen.
Yep,
there's a moment.
That is a mention.
There is a mention. I remember that one.
It's actually Piper that Leo is with. Uh-huh, and that is the relationship that we're supposed to pretty much just like hang our hat on.
Yeah, well, she freezes him for fucking. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny that you remember that because it like lightly comes up. It's like of all the things that you can remember. Because I watched that episode again recently, and it literally is just she just mentions it. So
yeah, and he's like, "Hey, when we do this, yeah, that's cool when we do, but don't bring it up."
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, but it's honestly, I'm just awestruck because it's like a 2 second reference, and you couldn't even remember Prue.
No,
there's
Prue, Piper, Paige.
Yep,
and then there's. And there's Phoebe. And it wasn't the P name. I was going to say
Is there
Priscilla.
Another one?
No, that's the P's.
Then there's, not Ed McMahon. Dylan Moran.
Okay, so what's cool is we actually talked about this for about 2 seconds before we came in.
I gave you
guys all of this information.
Yeah, I just forgot. Australian boy, he was Victor
Julian.
Von Doom. Julian McMahon.
There we go.
Julian Mann.
Okay.
Julian McMahon.
And do we remember which demon he played?
Balthazar.
There we go.
Also, he's a Nip-Tuck, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Another reference for everyone out there, all the Nip-Tuck heads.
Yeah, all the tucks.
Yes.
Tuckos.
Yeah. Now, does the grandma ever appear and then die? Or am I getting that confused with True Blood?
No, you're close. It being a supernatural show, they can talk to their grandma through later on. They can't do it straight away because the actual setup of the whole series, you ready? This is the pilot. Their grandmother dies and it's been about 6 months and they've all kind of been back together because of that event.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And they find a Ouija board. And unlock their powers.
Okay.
And now there's a lot of discussion that comes out. You find out later they didn't have their powers their whole life because their powers got bound by their grandmother because they weren't ready to have them.
With great power comes great responsibility, and they were not responsible.
And they were not ready. They weren't bonded
enough.
Grandmama
died.
Pretty much, yeah.
So does that mean we're assuming, given that we're joining the power of three, making it the power of four or the power of...
No. Well, it'd probably be the same thing. Well, because Prue... dies.
Yes. So it becomes really, if you do the math, and I'm not going to get into family politics, but like Paige is technically only a half sister.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which they harp on about the power of three a lot, and then all of a sudden,
there's a whole bunch of other siblings.
Yeah, one of them is unfortunately killed because she was too difficult to work with.
Yeah,
and
like in real families.
Yeah, of course.
And her and Alyssa Milano had beef, so they killed the best character from the show.
I knew about the beef somehow.
Well, because this is the time where Hollywood really enjoyed perpetuating these stories, even though I'm pretty sure it was just they were probably just having all the women probably just having a really bad time. And so, yeah, they kill off Puri, which was just devastating. Mm-hmm. And then they meet Paige, their half-sister, who is born of the white lighter father that she has, who their mum was in love with and left them, the real dad of the three. Yes. So there's like Prue, Piper, Phoebe, their dad's immortal. He could never accept that their mum was a witch.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she's boning the white lighter, who's Paige's father.
Okay. A white lighter is an angel.
Is an angel, yes. Mm-hmm. But they work with people who have the potential to change and do good in the world and protect them.
Okay. Because Leo's kind of like their guide at first, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a bit cheeky, actually, because when you meet him, he's just a handyman. But then him and Piper fall.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of handyman, I guess what I could bring to this is, does Leo need a fluffer?
Yeah. You're really, really, like... I feel like they've made that porn. They have made that porn where she freezes him. Like
it is.
You can watch it.
It's crazy to imagine being a fluffer for somebody not in the porn. Like you need a fluffer to maintain an erection, but it's great if you're like, I'm just here to keep you hard. In your everyday life.
Your wife's nearly home.
Two things.
But I'm coming. Look, we've got about half an hour to kill. Okay. And I know she's going to get in the mood when she gets it.
I don't like your fluffing technique.
Yeah, it's very like low and on a weird angle.
So
he's sitting down while he's doing it.
Because you're at work.
So two things. Yeah. Look, first of all, I just want to say great.
Yeah.
Great pitch. Choice. Great. Yeah. Bringing that to the power of
sisters,
the three.
Yeah, yeah. I know we need someone.
I have a lot of stamina in one particular area.
If I could just give you some constructive criticism. Okay. One, that is your sister's husband.
Yeah.
Two, Viagra killed the industry.
Yeah. It really did, didn't it? Yeah.
How three, sad it's is not that? Supernatural at all.
Giving someone a hand job, not a power.
You would, and if it was, boy, I would be powerful.
You and me both.
But interesting take.
It is something they don't have.
Well, yeah.
One must admit.
Or need, maybe. Yeah.
Well, didn't you? Yeah, well, like she does freeze him to then fuck him. So really.
It's amazing to me that this keeps coming up. There's so much. The whole show, I think it's, you know, everyone's always talked about it as like, it is a show about witches, but it's really a show about sisters. And you're like, but she freezes his dick.
The whole body, really. So which I love because, like, he gets frozen in time. Yeah. They presumably fuck for who knows how long.
Yeah.
She's done, unfreezes it. And for him, it's like a split second.
Yeah. It's,
which is great.
It's like, also,
he's a human sibian.
So maybe... Lena, you'll be a great hand in this. Because after Zammit's bravely pitched before we went through what powers the sisters
have. Oh, yeah. What powers they have.
Okay, cool.
One freezes time. We've established this.
One
is psychic.
One is so, yes. So the original three that we meet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Prue can move things with her mind, but she can also astral project. Mm-hmm. And that eventually, basically what happens is they're clearly running out of story as writers in the series. So they start to make their powers more powerful or they change.
Yeah, okay.
Prue can eventually astral project, but she can also like do things when she's actual, because she's like really strong. Yeah, she can pick things up and things like that. Piper can freeze time. And then eventually she can explode things. And I think the way that they explain that is... she can speed time up so much in that item that it explodes.
you know when a thing ages too quick?
You know how entropy is that everything is always tending towards exploding?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's like when I like leave, you know, kale in the, kale.
Yeah.
In the crisper for healthy. Too long. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm just like healthy. Yeah. I should like look after myself. But
healthy but lazy,
because I don't eat it. But if I leave it in the crisper too long, it just explodes.
Yeah. Close a hole in the fridge.
Yeah, I know. Man, it's really wash my clothes. Before that old laundry basket is just obliterated.
Yeah. But so that's I think from memory that's how they do that. And then Phoebe can, she starts by having premonitions that are like quite sexual in nature. Like they're always like her going, like,
sexual.
Like, I'm the way that
an
she
image
does
of
them.
A stupid boy coming here to jerk off your husband.
She always has horny ones, but then it's more how she has them that's horny because it's like, she's always like, and then it's like,
No, now I'm getting like one of those, this is bad, because now I'm getting one of those flashbacks to what is probably a split second very horny scene in Charmed, where like she's having like a premonition, but also, or maybe she's possessed by like a sexy ghost.
Mm.
Yeah. There's like a scene where she's all of a sudden she's doing that, but also in like very revealing clothing in a show where every character is constantly wearing leather pants already.
She is definitely like, they knew with her. They knew how hot. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
She is just so insanely hot. Like, Alyssa Milano is like so many people's, like, I had an Alyssa Milano poster. You know.
For sure.
And, she's so hot. So, yeah, she did that. She does that. And then later on she can levitate as well. I don't exactly remember how they link that.
I can see myself floating and.
Check me out.
Yeah, it's something to do with like brain power. I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
So,
And then the fourth sister, does she have a new set or does she take the old set?
She doesn't take the old set because she's part white lighter. So she ends up with like similar powers to Leo, but also they give her some of Prue's stuff because they were like, well, we had our story engine. And we need to make this keep working. So she can orb places, but she can also like command things, so she can be like,
sit, dog.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
She can tell a dog to sit.
Yeah,
good dog.
Sit, Ubu, sit. She's just a really amazing dog trainer in the series.
Holy shit, I can't do that. Yeah, I'm mad at that.
Yeah.
Any dog I look after will bite my hand.
I actually take it back because that is not a supernatural thing that she does. So you totally have.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you have any powers on top of the hand job thing? Or is that just like a. Was that what you came into the job house with? Or were you like, while I'm here?
While I'm here, look, hey, like Leo's pretty handsome.
Yeah, he's a handsome man, absolutely. Yeah, if you had to jerk off anyone.
Why don't you snap off? Why can't I get an angel boy? Why does she get an angel boy?
Well, now it's sad. Now it's a sad up. I would like to come in.
You've been like, hey, can I just join this relationship as the cop?
Come on.
There's nothing worse than a depressed fluffer.
Yeah.
Or a sad fluffer.
I don't want to imagine going on, say, Craigslist and being, hey, we're looking for a cuck.
Yeah. I don't want to be getting jerked off by my fluffer and they're sad and I feel like I have to be like, are you okay?
It's just a job for you, man. Actually, I think I want that.
I don't know. I prefer that.
I'm going through some things. I'm going to levitate over here.
Okay, so you've also got levitation.
Levitate, but you don't open with the levitator. They're like, can you do anything else? Well, I can't. I can fly
and maybe I can teleport. And who can't read minds? But I guess I'll be over here sulking.
If I can't jerk anyone off, what am I even doing? Well, I would like to join the Charmed crew, and I would like to be half witch or whatever, and half whatever those toads are that when you kiss them, they become a prince.
Okay.
So my power is that if I'm kissed, I go from prince to toad or toad to prince, depending. Yeah.
So what's interesting about that is, just to pick apart everyone's.
Please do.
Your power relies on someone else.
Yes.
So
yes.
You can't control it.
I can't kiss myself.
That's.
What about in a mirror? What about like maybe there's a certain point where there's a mirror there and you have to become either a toad or a human?
Can a toad kiss? I think a toad can only be kissed.
That's a good point. Does a toad have lips?
No, yeah, I don't think it does. Question. I don't think it does.
Oh, yeah. Your name's now Fallen. Faxon?
Yeah. Faxon Failing.
Faxon Failing
the Toad Man.
Yeah. Emphasis Vol on famine. The fail.
Volfusa.
Volfusa.
Fenafoon.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a witch name. All of ours just sound fucking
Faxon
stupid.
Faxon sounds like a witch name.
Shut up.
Shut up, Faxon.
Yeah.
What, do we think that I would just get kissed once, become a toad, put in the garden?
I honestly think that would be how that would go.
Or you're stuck as a man forever.
Yeah, well, it depends. Do I turn up as a man? I want to be a toad.
Never been kissed.
That would be an unfortunate thing to develop on your first kiss. You become a toad. Whoever kissed you screams and runs away, and that's you fucked for the rest of your life.
You would end up like, I feel like you would end up as like a character, if that was your story, you would end up as like a character that they like stumble up, because there's always like, sometimes there's an episode where they like accidentally like happen upon something mystical that isn't like trying to attack them. So there's always those lighter episodes that are like, yeah, like, oh, I met a guy down by the shops. He
Is a dog.
Has gills. And that he's a, yeah. Yeah, he's a dog.
Dog man.
He's a dog man.
And they don't need to crack open the Book of Shadows for that one. They're like, we should probably just help him and let him go.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, are you a man who can become a toad or a toad who can become a man? I'm like, that's a hard question to answer. They're like, we need to know if we got to release you back into a town or a pond. You got to pick.
Which one have you been more?
I'd say it's 50-50. No.
Yeah.
This is not going to work.
When you were born, did you have the brain and body of a man or a toad?
How can you not remember?
Who birthed you?
The tough ones.
It could go either way.
Can you put me in the pond for like a week and then come check on me?
Yeah, a heron got me.
Oh, no.
So I'm presuming it's like, so we all have the same mum, and then she banged either a normal dude, right? Or some kind of supernatural thing.
Yeah.
Well, so far it's just sounding like, because you, so far it just sounds like witch. Because you don't have, you can levitate, we figure that out. And you're witch mom.
Yeah.
So at the moment there's sort of, we've got that covered. It's just a kind of a sad outcome.
What about a sentient sword?
Yeah.
A personification of a sentient sword.
Okay. Uh-huh. Good, Joseph. Good.
I'm waiting for seeing how this relates to levitating your
hand. I'm not sure either.
But we got different dads? Is that what we're working with?
Yeah.
Because the sword would have to spawn toad eggs if it was to be a similar.
Just bubbling up with the sword, you just scrape it off with a fork or whatever.
That's how you're born, which is just the most.
That means I come out
visual.
As a toad. All right, we solved it. Put me in the lake.
Put me in the lake.
We figured it out.
We figured that one out. That's for me. Easy.
Are you imagining me as a little toad saying,
That's
the lake for me.
I kind of want to see that drawn.
Don't worry, but it's a lake for me. I'll catch you around, everyone. I like to imagine I have a tie on, but it goes underneath my body and it just drags in the mud as I hop about. And when I become a man, I'm nude, but for a tie, like a Chippendale.
One kiss and it was the best kiss of my life.
It was so good. Someone's like, I could kiss you again. No! Oh, I'm a toad again. Back to the lake.
Also, I'm worried about the people that are kissing you back to human.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Somebody kisses a toad and I become a man. They were kissing. They wanted a toad.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, well, if you kiss me again, I'll become a toad. And then you kiss me. It's a horrible loop, really.
Yeah. You're actually going around spreading trauma.
That's why the lake is the best place for me. Then I can eat as many flies as I want. Put them up there, sit down, close my frog eyes, asleep.
Nice cool mud.
Yeah. Oof. Can we do to judge these additions to Charmed, can we like imagine that this episode is on IMDb and what like the user reviews might say?
Fluffer episode is probably a 4 out of 10, being like, adults only Charmed episode took a turn and didn't give me what I wanted from this kind of horny episode.
Charmed has typically been quite softcore in its eroticism. This was pretty gross. It was just a full-on hand job.
One star. Leo would not do that.
You do get people that would be that incensed by the idea of a fluff. Leo.
How dare Leo cheat on Piper.
Yeah, good job. We got it.
I like to think my own day is one star or 5 stars and it just says bad.
I wish they didn't make this one.
This has wrecked the rest of Charmed for me.
What do you mean lake or town? This character makes no sense.
1/3 of the episode was dedicated to the lake or town conversation.
In fairness, that is basically like season 4 onwards. So it would probably fit.
Slot right in.
Yeah. Things get a little bit shaky after they introduce Paige, in my opinion.
If I could be considered the turning point, if people could be like, when did Charmed get bad? And they're like, the Frogman episode. Yeah. That would be good.
Yeah. It'd be really nice to be able to pick it instead of just like a very slow bleed of disappointment.
Yeah.
I want like jumping the shark. Is like, when they got that fluffer in.
Yeah. That was really the beginning of the
bad moment.
Yeah. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot,
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, my name is Levins, and I'm here to tell you all about Hey Fam, the only podcast on the internet featuring two white men in their mid-30s talking about movies, music, TV, video games, and comic books. But Hey Fam is about more than just pop culture. It's about friendship. Most of all, it's about the 2005 movie Son of the Mask. You can find Hey Fam at sanspantsradio.com, Acast, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't you just love cross-promotion?
When do they introduce the bar? That's
really early on.
Yeah, really early on, yeah. Because they start doing that, like, late 90s, early 2000 thing where they're just like, oh, also there's an alternative band playing one song.
It's my favorite thing in the whole world. I feel like they were doing it in Buffy and, like, and Charmed. And
the OC picks up after
the OC, yes. And it's like, really, someone just wanted to own all art at the same time, I think. And so they just decided to do that. And also some kind of, like, probably some weird sponsorship deal and people holding Cokes next to the band.
Oh, yeah,
and
always. So they have, when they open a bar, season, like, two or three?
I think it's quite early, yeah. I know that it's quite early, okay. Like, because Piper's always wanted to be a chef, and she's a chef. I think she's most of season one, she's a chef, and then it becomes way too unmanageable for them not to be able to control the space that she works in.
Unmanageable, you say?
Unmanageable.
So maybe do they need a manager for the bar?
Well, no, you're a fluffer. You can't be everything.
You can't do everything.
He's Elaine.
That's your upgrade of powers. You come back, you're like, yeah, I'm a manager now.
Yeah, I can manage. It turns out, like, just, you know, stroking a dick is the exact same thing as running a business. Instead of stroking a cock, I got to stroke egos.
Yeah, it's really
the same thing.
It turns out that
it turns out
like jerking off a penis to the point where it just stays erect but doesn't get any closer to climax is exactly the same as time management.
Yeah. It's so easy.
Like in running a business and being a fluffer, if people come around each other, you get sued.
Exactly.
So you can't ever come.
So you need to get that level of
avoiding
edging.
The cum.
Because, again, so if I, like, stroke too hard and then things go way too out of control, the tax man comes and I owe way too much money. But if I'm not stroking hard enough, then I don't get as much income so then I go bust and bankrupt. So there's this lovely optimal moment of stroking a business.
I have watched you air stroke a dick.
Every single time
you said fluffer.
And now business.
Well, no, when you said business, you incorporated the second hand. You were doing both.
But one's fluffing and one's business.
Of course.
Yeah. I've got a business dick and my real dick. Come on.
Now Jackson's doing it.
Yeah.
Pillars of leadership. It's good to imagine, and I feel like this is where your arc will eventually end when you're eventually kicked off the show, is you'll just appear as like a book that's like stroke your way to success or something. Like one of those business gurus, and that's where we'll
and like you. Piper picks up the book, looks at the cover, and is like, ugh.
Gross. yeah, and I feel like my climax is obviously like I'm crossing a road and a truck runs
like in The Animals of Farthing Wood.
Yeah,
just kind of gets
like,
slaughtered by a
opening
Mack
credits.
Truck.
And then they make a video game out of that experience called Frogger.
I am the origin of Frogger. Yeah. If you play Frogger, you can think that was once a man.
And that's how the Charm Sisters get a lot of money from the royalties.
Their money is from Frogger. Frogger dollars.
And then Seinfeld does an episode about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Even though that was before Charm.
Time is crazy.
Time's complicated. Because Piper controlled time and then went back, and it all kind
of
makes sense.
That.
Piper was like, give me 5 minutes. I'm just going to get some Frogger money.
I got to fix this.
I got three words for you. Big Frogger money.
BFM. Did you guys hear how long that took?
Yeah.
You didn't seem confident at all.
No. I had to look up at the ceiling. I had to visualize the words. I had to remember what letters were. I had to remember speech.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a process. Yeah.
So watching that all happen, the part that was probably the funniest for me was when you let out the M and then realized that it wasn't a funny acronym. Like, you were like, Oh, yeah, damn. No, that's nothing.
That's really nothing. Yeah. That's three letters.
BF, and it sounds like it's going to be... Well, I mean, you could go, if you're going for the Doom thing, BFG is big fucking guns, and maybe BFM is big fucking money. Which is what...
But then we're losing the Frogger element.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Big was already big. Yeah, I tried as well. I had a crack. It turns out that they're just not funny.
It just can't be done.
Yeah. It's unworkable.
Comedy has some things that are just never touched. Yeah. Making Ninja's BFM funny can't be done.
Impossible. Yeah. Yeah. What are you contributing to the power of seven?
Speed reading.
Speed reading.
Yeah, always fucking cracking open the Book of Shadows and having to focus on like what they're fighting, who they're fighting. I'll just read the whole fucking thing real quick and I'll stand there and be like, it's this thing.
Are you sure speed reading is needed and not just like just sitting down and reading it from like cover to cover
one night?
Well, originally when I started this pitch and said speed reading, I was thinking I could just go and quickly check. But then I was like, I could probably just...
You take your time.
Yeah.
It also happens in the show.
Fuck.
Yeah. So it also happens frequently. So what they can all of them, I think, do, I think mostly, I think we see Prue do it first. They hold their hands over the book and they just go and just go that. So they kind of channel magic.
Fuck, I can't read that.
Can I offer you an alternative? Because this is what I thought you were going to say. Speed racing. Like Speed Racer. You know?
So what?
Fast car.
Okay.
They do need a transport.
Okay, so we're going to do a bit of yes and.
Okay.
Yes and why.
Nailed it, man. I've done improv for 7 years and I've never seen anything quite so precise as that.
They say it's dangerous to look into the sun, but sometimes the sun of comedy, you can just have a little cheeky peek.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful.
So speed racing.
Why? Why do they need a fast car?
Because otherwise they're driving
slow.
How fast really is orbing? Is it very fast?
It's instantaneous travel.
Instantaneous racing, okay. Plus, if you're doing speed racing like Speed Racer, then you've got a boy and a chimpanzee in the boot of your car.
That's
okay?
Cool. If you come with a boy and a chimpanzee, that's great.
Anything.
You know the chance now of a little boy and a chimpanzee being possessed by a demon has increased like 200%.
200%.
Two scenarios. We finish this episode, go outside, continue our lives as normal. We go outside, finish this episode, there's a boy and a chimpanzee. One is more exciting. Way more exciting.
And which one gets you arrested?
That's true. My general existence has kept me out of jail so far. Maybe it's
being
worth...
adjacent to a boy and a chimpanzee.
In the boot of your car. what you keep saying.
If I put one of those two things in the boot of my car, I get arrested.
Let alone two.
If you put a chimpanzee and a little boy in the boot of a car, what are the odds of just retrieving a chimpanzee and a dead little boy at the end of this trip?
Pretty high. No, they're friends in Speed Racer.
Oh, yeah, one of them's dead.
One of them's dead. The chip, one
will kill
the other.
And boy is an experiment. I feel like could have been done 50 years ago, but less so now.
Ethics.
Yes, every time.
But probably Boo-ho. Something we could find out if that was your power.
Yeah.
Pretty easily.
Yeah, so I was originally going to talk about a book, but apparently you guys have already done that, so I just got like I got an ape and a kid. And then I think the kid
did you
is
manifest
related.
like the guy is just trying to have a thing. Yeah. So you just like go out and get like a big hat. And you're like, you guys like my big hat? Can I hang out? And everyone's like, the big hat's weird, man. Yeah. But in this case, it's a child and a chimpanzee.
The kid's related is my younger brother.
Yeah, he's your younger brother.
Why
the
are you making
pet?
Me think of fucking Speed Racer?
Shouldn't have said speed reading.
Relatively obscure anime.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
You put it in my mind. Too bad.
Yeah. Okay. I think
the kid's your younger brother, which makes the illegality much lower.
Or higher.
But you still own a chimpanzee, which is legal in America, where Charm takes place. No crimes.
Okay. So I'm not putting either in the boot.
Wait a second.
Putting either in the boot. Crime
what?
Again.
Okay. Yeah. So random small boy in your boot of your car.
No. My. Younger brother.
No, I'm saying it's Jack. So random small boy in the boot of your car, that's highly illegal, can't do that. Your own brother, why is that now legal?
It's high drinks.
Guardian.
Yeah.
Legal guardian.
Don't worry, I'm guardian.
No, it's got the word legal in it.
Okay, exactly. Good point.
So legal guardian.
I'm their legal guardian.
So I'm allowed to do
that. I'm also the chimp's legal guardian. This is my other brother.
No, if the cops
Johnny the ape.
If the cops bring up the chimp, I'm going to be like, what?
Right? How'd that get in there?
Let me have a look. For real?
That's crazy. No. How'd that get in there? I must have slipped in.
Yeah, I must have been parked under a tree or something.
Yeah, one of them chimp trees. You know?
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Like near a zoo?
Yeah. Mm.
So I've rolled in a big hat.
Yep.
Oh, no. I've said speed reading. They've been like, oh, yeah, we can do that. And I'm like, oh.
Give me 5 minutes.
How back. Are you related?
Yeah.
What part of this is which?
So mum had sex with an...
No.
Anime?
No. Because my power is speed reading. A librarian. And they're like, we can do that too. I'm like, oh, I guess mum... had that power, we all have it.
No,
I just know a boy.
I'm gonna go to a gang.
I don't know if this is a power, but I know a boy.
I'm related to him, it's fine.
It's not a power.
Yeah, so if you're related, that means are we related?
Well, no, it's dad's son.
Does the boy have powers?
The charmed own the chimpanzee now?
Where does the relative connection end?
Yeah.
So it's younger half brother. It's dad's son. That's my younger brother.
So the librarian's son.
Yeah,
he can't speed read, but
he is a witch.
No, the witch is the mum.
Mum.
Okay. All right.
But then
wow.
The speed reading shouldn't be a power that came from
the
librarian.
It was through the magic of love. Like when mum, the witch, and dad, the librarian,
they
bonded. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah,
that is actually so beautiful.
Yeah, that's
romantic.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Jackson's one has kissing, but that's actually beautiful.
The kissing's in mine is pretty unwholesome.
Yeah, yeah. Not good. It's very disgusting. It's throw up.
Five thumbs on IMDb.
Five thumbs.
Five thumbs. Down.
Oh, what?
Very strange. Crossover with Speed Racer, maybe. Yeah. Tried to get those 90s movies where we just threw a chimp in it.
Yeah.
Kind of like when Matt LeBlanc played baseball with a chimp. Yeah, I don't know why we did
that. Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
Not in real life. It was for a movie.
But so in real life. You know, he did play baseball with the chimp.
Yeah. Like, they filmed that.
That
happen in real life.
No, but it's not like...
But for a movie, yeah.
But it's not like one of those situations where they used to just have apes in a,
actual
wrestling.
Well, probably no one's keeping score of the baseball
game. Yeah, no.
But they
it was a real game, but they kind of did play a game.
Yeah.
Seems like some baseball happened.
Yeah, so it's like, baseball happened.
I apologize, you're absolutely right. It did happen. It happened in real life.
Yeah, for a movie.
I wasn't there, but it sounds like maybe my good friends were.
Yeah. Sounds like
another thing I've been left out of. First the power of three, and now this Matt LeBlanc chimp baseball game.
Yeah, it was pretty wild, dude.
Yeah. It was a good time.
The IMDb thing would probably just be like this charmed / speed racer crossover to promote, I guess, the 2008 movie was a real bummer. Why did they make him sad? And why did they introduce a speed reading thing first? That just kind of gave the whole episode a tinge of bullying.
I'm imagining
I didn't like that man either, but still.
I imagine they don't let you in the house. We're fallen.
Teleport almost instantaneously.
Yeah. Yeah. This is San Francisco. You can't park your car. We don't have a car. It's like big hill. You probably have to park
car
on the hill.
I
don't
ugly and
the
stupid.
Chimpanzee. So
it feels unethical.
What happens if the chimpanzee gets the Book of Shadows? That seems bad.
That's some hijinks. That's some hijinks.
Oh no.
That's what it says.
Well, maybe good hijinks.
On the inside cover of the Book of Shadows. Keep out of reach of chimpanzees.
Yeah, that's the only thing that it's to be kept out of reach of.
Yeah. A chimp gets the book and then doesn't know what knowledge it's absorbed. No. Yeah. So maybe I'm not in the episode after that, but the chimp has escaped and is the villain.
You get the opening sequence, right? Like, you know, it's the Book of Shadows. Wind comes through the attic as it always does. Mm-hmm. It blows open the book to the inside cover. It's like, warning.
Yeah.
Dude, keep out of reach of chimpanzee. And and then we get the music smash.
Pitter patter of feet up a stair, and then funny. Piper rolls over and she's like, what's happening? I think someone's in the house.
Get the shadow of the lady arms going.
You're doing a lot of arm work.
It's very good.
No, don't combine them.
Don't
combine chimp and jerking off. That's bad.
It's just so high up.
They would be about that
high. Chimps are quite low down.
Now we're all imagining a chimp jerking off to men. That is in our heads. We're thinking about it. Don't let it
it out of your head.
This is my favorite vaudeville act. I love this one.
It's a little trick we play on the audience.
The mice-like grip of a chimpanzee as well. Ow. That was strong.
It's happening again.
Thinking of a chimpanzee ripping off two dicks.
And now he's running down the stairs with two dicks in his hand. It's a distressing sight. And there's blood everywhere. And everyone feels really sad inside. Two men are crying.
That's comical.
Their penis is gone.
That'll happen. That's on you. Oh, mercy. So, like 5 stars, yeah, I reckon, on IMDb. It took a turn.
Yeah,
5 thumbs up. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good. I reckon that one's good.
I think that's good.
I'm feeling a lot of pressure because I feel like maybe I need to, because I'm the one that's really holding the charmed reality down. Yeah, I need to pick something that could exist.
Sure.
Not to throw shade on you guys.
No, hey, look.
I picked something that existed so much that it was irrelevant. So.
Yeah, you just picked a witch skill.
I picked general magic. I want to pick the orb thing to make the demons.
Yeah, so you can have that. But you actually get one extra.
I did not prepare. Well, that's right. The other one could be the speed reading. No, they do that too. Fuck!
Yeah. The problem is that this is something that kind of doesn't ever get addressed in the show is that they're given these very particular special abilities, but then they can just practice general magic. So they can do spells to like read really fast or like do all this sort of stuff. And it's like, well, shouldn't that be a specialty?
Some are innate, I guess.
And like, especially like, because I was thinking like maybe like invisibility would be cool, but there are spells in the series that sort of allow for that. And it's like, well, that's cheating.
What about like mum slept with like another witch? So you get like double the witch.
Oh, God, that's double witch. The double most horny thing.
Charmed. I'm surprised they didn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was very gendered. The show was very gendered. It was like witch or warlock.
Oh, that's right.
And generally the warlocks, there were some good ones, but generally they were like...
No good.
No good. I think as much as I... Look, short answer is I want Piper's powers. I think hers is the best. Best button.
So we've got to kill her with a brick.
We've got to kill her with a brick. But if I were to... If we're saying like charmed universe characters, I think I would want to play like... A mortal I know this is not answering the question, but I'm answering my own question.
Yeah, that's all.
We are.
But I would want to play one of the, like, mortals who have, like, been roped into doing something by a demon that isn't necessarily bad, but they want power and don't have it. Like, they're just edging on the edge of getting something.
Okay.
Because I've never edged before. I'm just, like, too good at coming. No, I just think they're so fun. Like, in terms of, like, this is not that question, but in terms of like playing them in the series, it would be so. I think they'd be the funnest characters to play because they're always like equal parts. Like they suck and they have powers and they're like they're the antagonist, but also they're sort of simps as well, which I love.
Oh, you're simping the devil.
Yeah, you're simping so hard. So there's like one guy who there's heaps of them, but they all kind of get roped into like just doing biddings for demons and stuff. That'd be a fun character to play. But I think if I had a power, it would be either something like truth telling or like mind reading would be cool or like invisibility. But that makes me feel like I feel like immediately like a creep because there's no use
there's
for
no
invisibility.
Ethical use of invisibility.
That is good.
I think you can.
Okay, let's hear Jackson try to
explain
it.
Yeah, I would like to hear it because I think I have it, but I would like to hear how Jackson does it.
Well, Jackson's going to fuck it up, so it's brave to let him go first.
I think if you're watching someone...
Watching you
immediately... Straight off. Okay, good.
Bow, bow. All right, so every time he gets it wrong, we'll let him know. Keep going,
so
try again.
Watching a person. Watching sometimes...
So about 3 red flags already.
When you're watching sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so sometimes it's good to watch the way people do things.
Oh,
okay.
Bow, bow.
Okay, so we're people watching, but we're invisible.
Yeah, invisible people watching.
Are you watching everybody or just certain people?
Maybe. A family?
Bow, bow.
I'm imagining I'm in a food court, and I'm like, how does this family eat? That might be interesting.
Why does that have to be invisible?
Well, because otherwise I'm a creep just watching.
raising a family.
You're still a creep. What's your family eat?
You're still doing the creepy thing. Except now you're invisible, so there's no chance that...
No one knows.
What do you mean?
So you're not concerned about the watching. You're concerned about the getting caught. Which is... Oh.
It's interesting to watch people eat.
Okay.
Face no judgment.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the reason that you face judgment is because that everyone knows that that is an uncomfortable thing to do to another person.
Yeah.
And the reason there is judgment is because it's probably it is ethically the wrong thing.
Well,
aren't
we glad I don't have the power of invisibility?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Especially if that's your, no, I can do this. I can do it without being a creep.
Yeah, because mine was just like I'd use it to go to the movies for free. So I'd just probably go to the movies. For free,
yeah, that
and not watch people eat,
yeah.
Or maybe just like my other thing I would do is probably just go to the movies for free, or like go to the movies for
yeah.
free,
yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, okay.
You, and not you could hide from someone who is staring at you,
there's that,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You could eat in a food court in peace,
yeah,
without any fear of a pervert watching you eat.
I feel like it would scare the crap out of people just to see like a Subway like sandwich just float up and then in one go.
You know, as it went up, you'd be like, is a ghost eating that or whatever? And then when it was all gone, you'd be like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Where'd that sandwich
ghosts
go?
Ghosts don't eat sandwiches.
Hang on a moment.
Well, ghosts, though, what if mum banged a ghost?
Oh, yeah.
You were a half ghost baby.
Yeah.
Well, that would be the invisibility would come from.
Yeah, there you go. Plus, then you're intangible. You can go through a wall if you need to.
I'm vibing that. I feel... Like, there's good, like, in terms of, like, story writing, there's definitely a lot of use in that.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, I do feel invisible, like, sometimes.
Damn.
Like, literally
damn.
In this
there
world,
it is.
So,
would you have a grave as a half ghost?
but, like, they didn't finish it.
They
didn't spend that much money on it because they were like, meh.
Yeah, well, she's only half dead, so.
There's a really good ghost episode where they're like, there's a wedding happening and Prue is photographing the wedding.
Yeah.
And there's a couple who have just had a baby and there's a ghost haunting them and they have to like find, because he can like do stuff like make electricity go through the house and like, you know, all that great ghost stuff.
Yeah.
Which is now making me really want to be the ghost.
Yeah, of course.
Because you can like, you can like short circuit. I don't know why ghosts hate
they hate
circuitry so much. It was like, blow it up.
You've got lights on in your house, and I, frankly, hate it.
Yeah. I preferred the world pre-Edison.
Yeah.
Fuck Thomas.
Yeah. I like candles.
But then they blow candles out, too. Ghosts are tricky.
They just hate light. They're nighttime.
Yeah,
I guess if you're a ghost in the dark, everyone's a ghost, hey?
Wow.
Yeah, it really makes you deep.
Damn, dude.
Because if everyone's dark, you're all kind of invisible.
Much
kind of like how we all feel.
I don't know if it's been noted, but in Plumbing the Duster, I'm the sensitive one.
it really shows, man.
I thought so.
But yeah, they end up like having to find, the way you get rid of a ghost is you like bring their bones up and then you put some potion on the bones. But that's one of my favorite visual effects moments is like Prue just does it so easily. She just does this and like she's put hand up and then the body just like appears. And I was like, that's dope.
Yeah.
Like easy would gardening be?
Oh,
yeah.
A dream.
I know. Getting rid of all those dead bodies in my yard.
Yeah. I definitely meant like just digging a hole to put a tree in. But yeah, you got dead bodies in your yard. Yeah. So that's
Does that mean the way to vanquish you is to put potions on half your bones?
I guess. Well,
why are we vanquishing
you? I don't know.
Why do you want to know that?
Are you threatened by the fact that maybe we're replacing you with someone with powers?
Yeah, which one of you is dying?
Me. This is after I get hit by a car.
Right, of course. But you do get your own, like,
You get your own video game.
Yeah, I
get
my own video game.
The other idea, though, the other three, they get killed off.
Oh, we're the new
and
charm.
Now the power of four.
Well, not me. I'm hit by a car.
The power of three over here. The power of four, we can all come together.
and we've got a little boy with a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
A frog.
You died off screen.
I just, after wearing that hat, I'm like, guys, I'm back, but I've got a chimpanzee and a little boy. And they're like, yeah, absolutely not. Speed reading had a much better day. Yeah. This is flat out, and we don't usually say this on Charm because it's like a PG rated show, but that's fucked.
M15.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because of the supernatural elements. Because
supernatural themes, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Like
maybe
me.
Some blood as well, I guess. Yeah.
Also, just one thing on the speed reading. You just to really drive the knife in further. The thing I really enjoyed about it was you were like, because then I could read the Book of Shadows really fast and have all the information.
And share
end
it.
Of use.
Yeah, like share it. They would be like, what's this? I'm like, it's here.
Yeah.
Did you bring that up before?
No.
It's a one and done.
Because like you probably, but it's in your, especially if the speed reading element, you were like, because then the knowledge stays in my head.
Yeah.
So you don't really need to read it that quickly.
Yeah.
More than once.
That the Charmed Sisters could then throw out the Book of Shadows and just have the douche of Shadows up in the attic and be like, hey, we're just wondering about...
I meant more because I would be their fourth sister, so I'd be with them on the fight, and they'd be like, what's this? We need to consult the Book of Shadows. I'm like, I know it.
It's in here.
Yeah,
it's
I read it already.
So you just get to be the one being like, well, actually...
The cool one of the group. Everyone's favorite member.
Yeah.
The one with the knowledge.
Yeah,
the one that stops all the fun. Yeah, like, oh, well, actually...
I love that guy.
The one actually Demon Slayer.
Yeah. Well, okay, what do we think for season? How many seasons did Charmed have?
Oh, God, now you're pushing me.
Eight?
It went on for too long, that's
well,
for
let's
sure.
say for this hypothetical season nine, where the power of three and one dead toad or whatever happens, what's the IMDb reviews for that? What are people saying? What's the general fan consensus for our season of Charmed?
So it becomes, I guess, based on these skills that we have, Lena would be the leader.
Fuck yeah, I'll take that.
You're off guns.
I guess a lot of the stuff is happening like in the bar, like the bar is now, instead of the house, it's the
and
bar.
It would be a lot of ghost stuff involving the bar, I guess.
Yeah.
I would
ghost
be.
Well, yeah, like with the bar. I guess the chimpanzee. Maybe a bartender.
Probably smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's a cool chimp.
And the band that comes in every week is just the guy singing the song, the vaudeville act that sings the song about the monkey dicks.
Everyone looking at that chimp. The chimp just polishing some
cigarette
glasses.
Dangling out of its mouth. Like, is that the chimp in the song?
No one anger the chimp. No one anger the chimp.
Oh my god, that's the chimp. In the song.
If he jerks you off, don't surprise him.
Well, I was going to go to the glory hole in this bar, but now I will not.
The idea of the bar toilet having a urinal that's just pristine because no one has ever used it out of fear.
Like, I don't want to lose my dick to a monkey again.
There's like an 8-person line for the cubicle.
They have a whole warning system at the front of this bar. I know what I'm in for. I'm not doing
this. This is one creepy dude who just walks in and he's not in any way supernatural. He's just a guy that's like, you guys, this is a monkey bar, right?
This is a bar with a monkey. He jerks you off.
And it's called Monkey Bar.
Oh, yeah, come inside. There's the toilet. Go ahead. You'll be a new verse for the song. Yeah.
Be a good verse for
We've
the
become
song.
Something strange.
Regular man thought he was brave.
Regular man with a sick curiosity. I fear telling you guys that they did try to reboot the show and they made another series, but I couldn't engage with it. I wanted to because it was like exciting.
Yeah.
Get me the same way.
Speaking about gossip though with Charmed, like the new Charmed cast were like fans of the show were like, this isn't the Charmed, remember? Yeah. And then the new cast members were like, well, yeah, fuck the old Charmed actually.
Mm. Yeah. So
that went well.
That's.
Yeah. It, didn't
a ridiculous thing to say, but also I kind of get it. Like I did really want to like it. I wanted it to be new. I didn't want it to just be like, okay, we're meeting new Prue Piper Phoebe. Like I really did want the show to be its own thing.
Yeah.
But they just tried to make it like Riverdale. Like it just had this sort of, I don't know if Riverdale existed yet, but they had that sort of like hot teen thing. Mm. And I was like, no.
You can say for sure, though, that our rebooted Charmed is something new.
Yeah.
There is nothing like it on television.
Yeah. I would really like to know who funds it. Because at the moment it sounds like Adult Swim.
We reach out to Alyssa Milano, ask if she wants to do a cameo. Do not hear back.
We're still like, you know, hold on hope, though. Mm. So,
like, how related to Charmed is it anymore? It seems to be about a dangerous bar. That seems to be what the show's
it's more like We Bought a Zoo, but we bought a bar.
Yeah.
If We Bought a Zoo had a scary ape in it.
A scary ape that has already read the Book of Shadows. Yeah. So he's a bit of a spellcaster.
Maybe the chimpanzee's in charge of this sisterhood now.
We are in simps.
Maybe. Yeah.
I know myself. I know who I would pick as a leader. And it's definitely Dick Grabber Monkey.
Well, yeah, look, same.
The power that the chimp exudes. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
The idea, I reckon, Zaman, you're probably not the manager of the bar anymore. You're assistant manager. Yeah. Behind the chimp.
I think we're all assistant, whatever our job is, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm on like the back of the bar, dissected. We wanted to see if he had man guts. Yeah. Turns out no.
Yeah, and it's one of those like horrible taxidermies that's like the eyes kind of just like looking at you somehow. Yeah,
it's kind of like a magic trick because when I kiss it, and you turn to a dissected man, taxidermied real poor.
It's bad. He's both. I'm going to kiss him the other way because this way is far less gross. Oh. I'm going to kiss him back.
That's more popular than the glory hole. Yeah.
Just the fact, is this still Charmed?
Am I watching Charmed?
How do we bring it back to Charmed? Oh, the Book of Shadows.
Yeah. The ape knows the Book of Shadows.
Yeah. Yeah. The Belle look at the Book of Shadows. It's fine.
There. As part of, like, you know how like Melbourne's like do up the bathroom thing with like newspaper? It's like part of the design. They just put the Book of Shadows up there. So then it's still in the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Still part of it.
And then we can have a sweet cameo about Lisa Milano or someone. Like she's taking a shit and she looks over onto the wall and be like,
you guys fuck up my book.
Guys, what the fuck? Shadows.
And that's like the end of season one.
Yeah. Or like
cancelled.
Leo comes and just blows up the bar. That's probably for the best.
Yeah, we deserve this.
Yeah, that's a way.
Really disrespected.
Thank you, Leo, you angel man, for killing that chip. He was controlling our lives. You wouldn't believe.
Yeah. You were the power he had over us.
You freed us from his cold, long fingernails. Nailed hands.
So I guess we all ended up picking your choice, Lena, which was a simp for the evil thing, but the evil thing just happened to be an ape.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it doesn't sound like we really chose it.
No.
It just chose us.
And that is very the power of three. We decided, we've gone full circle.
Yeah. When we were ready.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
I've been Lena.
And Lena, where can we find you?
Oh, please come on my Instagram. Please go to my please go to my Instagram. Don't come on it. Please go to my Instagram. It's Lena at Lena iMoon. All my information is there for my comedy festival show, which opens on March 29th and goes till 8th of April. Or you can watch me on Twitch, which is this. You're so on the Instagram.
Twitch.tv/
Lena Moon _. I had to change it from Lena I Moon there because people kept calling me Lanai Moon. And now I miss it, so I want to go back. I'm waiting 6 months to be able to change it back.
Starting a Twitch name that sounds like, because mine is sounds like a fan of me, and it's bad. People are often like, are you the? I'm like, yes, that is. No, look, it's on me. It's on me.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, we all should have thought about it more.
No, you did good. Yeah, everyone did good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, did you love Dinosaur Park? The whole dinosaur saga, even. Well, did you know that just as the Joels wrap up their adventures in the vast reaches of space, a brand new adventure has begun? And the very same night that the Joels entered Dinosaur Park, Jackson's good friends Adam and Cash found themselves trapped in Dinosaur Land, Jackson's nightmare of a theme park. If you want to be part of the next chapter of the Dinosaur Saga, then head to Sans Pants Plus, and for as little as $10 a month, you gain access to Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land, as well as literally an arseload of other content. Once again, that's SansPantsRadio.com/plus. Head there now. The adventure continues.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.